It's 23 minutes before 6, 45 degrees. Now to Lake City and Maynard Spies.
Well, thank you, Roger.
That hurt.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah, that was a pretty good introduction, though, huh?
Oh, it was a wonderful introduction. That's the best introduction I've had all this week.
Yeah, say now, for people whose alarms have gone off at 5:30, tell us a little bit about where you are and all that.
Well, we're at the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm, about 6.5 miles on Highway 63 southwest of the city of Lake City. And we're going to visit with Ralph Lentz, who is the VOAG instructor and advisor for the FFA chapter here at Lake City, a very active FFA chapter. And John Dose, who is the president of the FFA chapter here at Lake City. Ralph, tell us a little about the activities of the FFA chapter here. Are they interested in recreation, being close to fishing and Lake Pepin?
Well, we are in a real wildlife area here, we feel, with Lake Pepin and the Mississippi bottomlands here. And we were encouraged to participate in the Wild Duck Program a few years ago, and this is one of the things we started doing. The boys are raising wild ducks. We try to get as many as we can, but we've been short on them. We raise about 50 or 60 a year. This year we're planning on 150.
Mm-hmm. These are ducklings that you get as, two or three day old?
They're day old ducks. They are hatched the day that we get them.
Mm-hmm. And they are hatched where?
The last ducks we were hatched at the Fred Armstrong Farm at Anoka.
Game Farm, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get them at one day of age, and then what do you do with them?
We used to take them out to the farm, but now we raise all of them in the school shop. We start them there for about 3 days, and then we split them into bunches and take them out to different boys who are interested in groups of about 20.
Mm-hmm. Who furnishes the feed for the duck?
We buy the feed. We usually buy the feed from the elevator, which is a commercial duck starter. However, the sportsman club, the Zumbro Falls Sportsman Club, has paid for the feed.
Mm-hmm. You raise them to about what age?
We raise them to 5 weeks of age.
And then you turn them loose?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is a project that everyone in the chapter takes part in, turning them loose?
Well, we wouldn't say all of our 60 members take part, but last year I believe we had about 15 or 20 members who were actively interested in the project.
In the overall, I suppose your objective is to add to the wildlife population, but perhaps a greater benefit would be the conservation you're teaching these young boys in the process of raising ducks and turning them loose.
Yes, probably the number of ducks that the FFA raises in Minnesota is only a small amount in the duck population, but this is a good way to encourage boys to establish a good conservation and develop interest along this line.
Mm-hmm. You haven't raised any pheasants?
Not in this chapter, no.
Mm-hmm. Although they are, this project is available to FFA chapters.
This project is also available about on the same basis.
Mm-hmm. Let's visit with John Dost for a moment, who's the president of the FFA chapter here. You say there are about 60 members in the chapter?
Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the other activities of the FFA chapter. Now, I think you folks know that FFA members are students in high school who get their instruction in agriculture from their VOAG instructor like Ralph Lentz here at Lake City. But there are chapter projects which have little to do with classwork as such. Such things as Safe Corn Drive. I know that you boys have been stressing that one, haven't you, John?
Yes, we usually do stress this Safe Corn Drive, Safe Corn Harvest, and tractor safety. Although this year we got a late start and we didn't accomplish much in that field. Some of the other things we do is we run the fall concession stand at our football games.
Mm-hmm.
The FFA has been spearheading that drive, taking that over.
Mm-hmm. Personally, what projects are you taking?
Right now, I'm enrolled in the dairy project, and this year I had a partnership with my dad on some soybean acreage.
Mm-hmm. How did the crop turn out?
It turned out fairly well this year.
What did you get in the way of yield?
Well, we got approximately 30 bushels.
That was pretty close to the state average, a little better than the state average. As a matter of fact, 24.5, I think, was the state average here in Minnesota this year. But it was a good year overall, right?
Yes, true. Overall, the whole state, it was a very good year for crops, corn, soybeans, and small grain.
Mm-hmm. You're, what, about 18?
No, I'm 17.
17? Senior in high school?
Yes.
Graduate this spring?
Yes.
What are you going to do then?
Well, first, I think I'll get my military obligation out of the way, probably go to the Army. And from there, I'll either go to farming or on to college.
Mm-hmm. All right, the best of luck to John Dose of the FFA chapter here at Lake City. And our thanks to Ralph Lentz, the VOAG instructor, who is advisor for the FFA chapter here. Roger, why don't we go back to you for just a minute and get the time and the temperature, and then we'll visit with some other folks here at Lake City.
Okay, Maynard, it's 17 minutes before 6. CCO temperature is 45 degrees. High today of 58.
This is Andy Griffith. Now, I expect you dairymen have tried a whole bunch of mastitis treatments over the years, and you've seen some that worked and some that didn't. And sometimes the ones that worked at first maybe didn't do so well later on. Well, one of the reasons for that sort of problem is that some drugs let bacteria build up resistance. So after a while, what you've got is a mastitis germ that knows how to kind of get along with the drug that you're using. But not with Metafuran from Hess and Clark, because Metafuran is based on one of those germ-killing nitrofurans. So you see, you can use Metafuran month in and month out without promoting the buildup of drug-resistant bacteria. And I'm here to tell you that Metafuran really works. And one more thing. You only need to discard milk for 36 hours after the last Metafuran treatment so you sell a lot more milk. Give Metafuran a try. It's a real good product.
So you'll enjoy a rich experience tomorrow evening at 8:05 when WCCO Radio presents a special Thanksgiving program, The Light That Kindled a Nation. It's the story of the great traditions of America that we inherited from the first pilgrims. History and music and poetry that tell the story of America. It's a WCCO Radio special for the whole family. Your friends will thank you for reminding them, too, to listen tomorrow evening, Wednesday, at 8:05 for special music and a great story. Maynard Spies and Jurgen Nash will tell the story written and produced by Bill Balch. CCO temperature is 45 degrees, 45, wind south at 5, a high today of 58 in the Twin Cities, and some of the temperatures, we have 20 and fair at Bismarck, Alexandria 33 and fair, Pier 37 clear, fair and 42 Ribbon Falls. International Falls reports some light drizzle and fog in 41. Duluth, cloudy 46. La Crosse, cloudy 49. Warsaw, cloudy 42. Twin Cities, cloudy 45. And at Lake City, Maynard, it's 46, huh?
Cloudy and 46 here at Lake City. We just sent Rob Brown, our magic weather forecaster, out to observe the skies and bring us in the official report. Oops. Time now, incidentally, for the early morning Farm Report, brought to you as a service of E.R. Squibb and Sons, makers of Rubrifer Improved to prevent little pig anemia. And we're going to visit with Bob Moyer and Becky Moyer of the Mount Pleasant Pheasants. This is the 4-H Club here in near Lake City, Minnesota. Bob, tell us a little about your 4-H Club.
Well, we participate in one-act plays, which will be held this winter and in the spring. And We participate also in the Share the Fun contest.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Share the Fun contest takes in a lot of different talent. What is this, singing, dancing, playing instruments, in addition to putting on plays?
Well, that's what mostly it is. And then they pick a winner, and I don't know this year if he'll go on or not to the district contest.
Mm-hmm. And if he's successful there, we'll go on to the Minnesota State Fair to be a part of that entertainment for the Share of the Fun. How old a boy are you, Bob?
15.
15?
Yes.
You haven't been in club work then very long.
I think this is my 5th year.
It's quite an honor to be president of your club in only 5 years. Becky, how old a girl are you?
I'm 16.
She's the sister of Bob Moyer. How did you pick the name Mount Pleasant Pheasants for your 4-H club?
Our township is the Mount Pleasant Township, and I think that was the main reason.
I see. Are there any pheasants in it?
Yes.
Hey, our official weather forecast is in, Roger. It's 46 degrees at Lake City with big, underlined big, drops of rain. So we're getting a little moisture here at Lake City. I understand, listening to your forecast, that there probably will be some rain in the forecast, which we'll learn a little bit more about on the news in a few minutes. Most of you hog farmers know a lot about guns, but the one I'd like to talk about is called a vetjecta gun. It fits into your hand like a pistol, and it's used for injecting Rubrifer Improved, made by Squibb, a name that you can trust. And a single treatment prevents anemia for the entire pre-creep feeding period. No one has to tell you how important that is today. When you save a pig today, it means real money. And you get bigger, faster weight gains, too, up to 6 pounds, 6 ounces per pig after only 28 days. You know, this vetjecta gun really makes your work a lot easier. The trigger action means you can treat the pig just about as fast as you can pick them up, 12 without reloading, and you don't need any helper either. No more messy glass syringes, and Rubrifer Improved builds healthy iron-rich blood fast so the little pigs have more strength to throw off scours, pneumonia, and other diseases. So you tell your feed dealer that Maynard Spies sent you, and he'll be happy to give you your vetjecta gun at half price. When you buy 12 cartridges, that's 144 doses of Rubrifer Improved. Drop in and see Elwood Gilbertson at Farmington, Minnesota at Guild Farm Service, or Marty Welchin at Fairmont, Minnesota at the Fairmont Farm Store. We're broadcasting today, as you know, from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm, 6.5 miles southwest of Lake City, Minnesota, and we were talking with Bob and Becky Moyer of the Mount Pleasant Pheasants 4-H Club here. Becky, tell us a little about the activities of your club. Have you won any particular outstanding honors as a club?
Yes, I think it was 2 years ago we won the most outstanding club award in Wabasha County. And, the members of our club participate in a lot of activities. We have about 23 members.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Listen to coffee here, I'm sure of that. But, now we're back in business again. The work that you have done personally, what do you take primarily? Homemaking project?
Yes, I take food, clothing, home improvement, family living, health, and junior leadership.
Mm-hmm. Let's visit with Mrs. Moyer for a moment, the mother of these two youngsters. I understand you have been a local club leader, Mrs. Moyer.
Not an adult leader, but I go along with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have only lived on the farm 4 years now, so we just are kind of new at it, too, yet.
Oh, is that right? Do you enjoy living in the country?
Oh, yes. We have Becky, and she has 5 brothers, so...
Becky and 5 brothers?
Right.
Well, do you think this spoils a girl, Becky, to be the only girl in a family of 6?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think your mother believes that either. What were you doing before you moved out to the farm?
We lived in Lake City. My husband worked at Diagro, and he still works there. He works nights, and we do the chores and things.
I see. What all have you got in the way of chores to do?
Well, we've got to go home now at 6 o'clock and milk about 20 cows.
Good heaven. Thank you for being with us. You haven't got much time to get on to take care of those cows. This is our early morning farm report brought to you by Rubrifer Improved to prevent little pig anemia. Rubrifer Improved, a product of E.R. Squibb and Sons. We're coming up now on time for the Daily Farm Bulletin Board, and I hope, Rod, that you were able to find some of the meetings that were stashed away in that accordion file behind my desk and tell the folks a little about what is going on in our Daily Farm Bulletin Board, bring us up to date on the news, and then we'll be back here to sing the good morning song. We got Linda Kotke, the Princess Kay of the Milky Way, and her chaperone, Marion, who are going to help us with the good morning song this morning. We got a lot of folks here at the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm, and we're having a ball. I don't know how you're doing, Rod.
I miss not being there.
Well, we miss you, too.
Do you really?
Yes.
Since I was out yesterday, and we'll be going out again tomorrow, I guess I'm pretty lucky at that, getting to go on 2 places on Farm City Days, but I kind of miss it. I sit here and missing all the action. Well, it's...
Where the action is.
Yeah. Well, Linda Kotke is there. That's action.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's now 8 minutes before 6 and 45 degrees. 45, would you believe that, for November 22nd at this time of the morning or any time of the day? And would you think it's going to go up to 58? If it does, that'll be a record because the all-time high for the state was set 3 years ago, in 1963, when it went up to 57 degrees. Well, current dairy promotions and plans for the future will be discussed at the Chippewa County American Dairy Association annual meeting. That'll be held in Montevideo today, 1:30 in the Chippewa County Courthouse Assembly Room. Morgan Beatty, one of the nation's most distinguished news analysts, commentators, and broadcasters, will address the banquet, concluding the three-day annual meeting of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation at the Radisson Hotel in Minneapolis, and that will be tonight. Beatty is editor-in-chief and correspondent for News of the World. Members from all over the state will attend the Farm Bureau Convention that is going on right now. That's the conclusion then tonight. There'll be a county organizational meeting for a Scott County Holstein Club at the REA building in Jordan, 8 o'clock tonight. William Eustace, the national field man, will be attending. Let's see. The Kandiyohi County American Dairy Association annual meeting will be held today in Wilmer. The business session, which will include election of officers for the coming year, will start at 8 p.m. in the Puritan Cafe. Today, it's the second day of the Minnesota Valley Fall Farm Show at the Lemar Ranch Arena at Granite Falls. And this afternoon at 1 o'clock, dairy program with Ralph Wayne, dairy specialist from the University of Minnesota. There will be a Ladies' Day at the Granite Falls Civic Auditorium featuring electrical conveniences, special prizes. Tonight at 7:30, then, the Western Horse Clinic and demonstration featuring Lawrence DeHaan of Brookings and Tom Rarick of the Lemar Ranch. Crowds of people are flocking to the Como Park Conservatory in St. Paul to see the annual Mum Show, Mum's the Word, a special feature this year, the Plants of the Bible display, prepared by the 7th District Horticultural Society. The conservatory is easily accessible by the handicapped, and wheelchairs can be used in reaching the conservatory from the new parking lot by way of special ramps provided for this purpose. The Mum display is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. through the 27th. And there's no admission charge. Well, there you have a look at the Daily Farm Bulletin Board. Event schedule for today. It's now 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. The CCO temperature is 45 degrees. And it's news time on this Tuesday, November 22nd, 1966. On this, the second of WCCO Radio Farm City Days, we'll be back broadcasting from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm at 6 o'clock. And listen to that fantastic rendition of the Good Morning Song. Now the early morning news, and this is Roger Erickson reporting and brought to you by Berkeley Buick, where it only takes a minute to get a better deal. Berkeley Buick. An overnight fire leveled three business buildings in the small town of Buell, Minnesota, some 15 miles north of Hibbing. There were no casualties, but damage estimates are running as high as 75,100 gallons of gas free with your purchase. Enough to drive 3, 4, 5 months. That's Berkeley Buick, 7th and Sibley, downtown St. Paul. And you'll tank me, Roger Erickson. You get that, tank? Oh, dear. Very much for telling you about Berkeley and Opel Cadet and that 100 free gallons of gas. You'll tank me, I tell you. Mild temperatures and mostly cloudy skies are forecast for most of CCO land today. Some cooling will take place tonight. It'll be generally cooler tomorrow. A few showers or rain mixed with snow will be widespread over the region tomorrow. The day's highs range from the 40s in the north to the mid-60s in the south and western portion of CCO land. Wisconsin, mostly cloudy, windy, and mild today. Chance of rain tonight and changing to snow in the northwest tomorrow. Slightly colder and cloudy tomorrow. Highs today, 45 to 52 north, 50s in the south. Minnesota, cloudy to occasionally cloudy today through tomorrow. Scattered light drizzle or snow, especially in the north today and tonight. Some light snow or rain mixed with snow over the state tomorrow. Colder tomorrow. Highs today, 34 to 48 north, 56 to 58 south. Lows tonight, 24 to 34 north, 32 to 44 south. Twin Cities, considerable cloudiness today through tomorrow with a chance of showers. Mostly tonight and tomorrow. Continued mild today and tonight. Colder tomorrow. High today will be 58, low tonight 40. High tomorrow 45 and low tomorrow night 25. Right now at exactly 6 o'clock, it's exactly 45 degrees. Wind south at 5. Humidity 89%. Barometer 29.84 and steady. The sky is cloudy. And that's the news. Roger Erickson reporting and brought to you by Berkeley Buick. 7th and Sibley in downtown St. Paul, where it only takes a minute to get a better deal.
Shake hands with L.S. Green today. Shake hands with L.S. Green, the finest menthol cigarette that you have ever seen. You know that this tobacco is just the kind you like. For the L and the S in L.S. Green, they stand for Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike Green, filter tip, the fine tobacco cigarette with menthol.
For the smoothest taste you've ever known, shake hands with L.S. Green.
These are Farm City Days from studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO. And broadcasting from the shrimp farm at Lake City, Maynard, we're anxiously awaiting.
Well, now, are you going to help us with the song or not?
Oh, I'll sing along, but I want to. Who's singing on that end?
Well, we got Linda Kotke, our lovely Princess Kay of the Milky Way from Glencoe.
Yeah.
And we got Curtis Sauter, who is the manager of the Oak Center Creamery here.
He's a good singer,
and
huh?
And a whole room full of people who are going to help us with the top of the morning show.
All right, well,
Jim Hill is here. He's holding his coffee. He was holding his nose. We got a theme song or not?
No, we got to sing this a cappella this morning with all those people.
A cappella? What's that?
Acapulco, pardon me.
Oh, Acapulco.
Yeah, okay. Or Tijuana, one or the other.
Tell me when you're ready.
Well, no, you go right at you. You lead, I'll follow.
Oh, Linda's been practicing all night.
Okay.
Haven't
you?
Want
me to give you the me?
Yeah.
Me.
We went through Meesville coming down, by the way. I don't think that that's really a good grammar. It should be Eyesville, shouldn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah. You're ready now.
Okay.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning to you.
Oh, I love that last note.
Beautiful.
How's that sound, Rog?
Oh, man, that was sensational.
I didn't want to make it too good for fear to make you and I look bad when we do it tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I'm with you.
Well, we're broadcasting today from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm, about 6.5 miles southwest of Lake City, Minnesota, on Farm City Days. And we had a wonderful time last night at the Lake City High School, a big program, mostly homegrown talent. Howard Viken and Jim Hill and I were on hand for that, too, as you know.
That's homegrown.
You can't hardly get it more than that, you know. And we're going to visit for a little while with some of these folks. But first, I think we ought to take our Ford and go scooting down the road a little, don't you, Rog?
We will form a flying wedge when we take the Mustang pledge. Should we feel temptations pinch, we won't budge one cubic inch. Our top convertible 2+2 Mustang hearts we pledge to you.
Before I took the Mustang pledge, I had gone all the way to the bottom. I was driving a reconditioned Mexican taxi. Desperate, I nearly bought a Mustang imitation. Fortunately, Mustang's optional tilt-away steering wheel leapt aside and showed me the Mustang way, and I took the Mustang pledge.
Make your vow and never hedge. Come and take the Mustang pledge.
Join the group. Take the Mustang Pledge and see why you're ahead in a Ford.
4 minutes past six, CCO temperature is 45 degrees, Maynard.
Well, 46 here at Lake City, and we're getting a few drops of rain in the Lake City area. We're going to visit now for a moment with Linda Kotke, who is our lovely Princess Kay of the Milky Way, and Curtis Sauter, who is manager of the Oak Center Creamery. Curtis, where's the Oak Center Creamery located?
Oh, we're about 3.5-4 miles south of here.
Come in a little closer to the microphone, if you will, sir. You about have such a deep, basso profundo voice that you've got to get a little closer to the microphone to get it all in there.
We're about 3.5-4 miles south of here in 63.
Mm-hmm. How many patrons?
About 300.
What do you make?
We're in the butter and powdered milk. We're making a special powder now.
Mm-hmm. Creameries today are having a little difficult time getting sufficient milk to turn out real volume. What's your situation here?
Well, I think we're all in the same boat. I mean, we could use more milk, and we've had quite a few sales, auctions. It's taken out herds.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're pretty well all in the same position.
Pretty much in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see in the future of dairying? Do you feel that we've reached a low point now and may build back with bigger, though fewer, herds and perhaps greater milk production?
Well, we're going somewhat to that. Of course, you still have a lot of your producers are, unless they buy more land, are milking as many cows as they can now because they are, the biggest share of them are filled up with animals.
Is labor a real problem?
It is to a certain extent here. We have, of course, in our plant, for instance, and I think you'll find that on the farm, we have Rochester out here that has IBM and different plants. We have plants in Lake City.
Uh-huh.
And the tendency is that I think some of your younger people are going to your city.
Going out of the field of agriculture into the industrial field.
I think so.
Uh-huh. Linda, when did you come down?
Last night.
I didn't notice you doing any particular song and dance act at the Lake City High School last night.
You did.
You were very charming, and you made a very nice speech, but I was expecting you to sing with the voice you've got. Now, didn't she come through on that Top of the Morning song?
Very good.
Oh, I practiced all night for this Top of the Morning song. You don't know all the hours I put into it.
Actually, you've been doing a lot of traveling, haven't you?
I certainly have. I've been out ringing doorbells for butter.
What do you mean by that?
I've been traveling through the state of Minnesota, working on a new promotion to get more people, more homemakers to buy butter and more people to use butter in their homes. And so far, I've been in a different town every day ever since October 16th. I've been working on the promotion. I've been in towns such as St. Cloud and Little Falls and Benson, and Ada and Staples and Litchfield, Hutchinson, New Orleans.
Well, those towns are quite a long ways apart. You do a lot of traveling, don't you?
I certainly do, and mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here at the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm. They have a fine dairy setup here. We'll talk with them a little bit later on and find out more about their operation here. They are out milking at the moment. We were going to have a milking contest, Rod.
Yeah?
But
chickening out, huh?
Well, we're chickening out on it because
you've got nobody to use as the goat.
That's right.
Whenever...
I won it the last 2 years with my stopwatch, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, we always give Linda the... or the Princess K of the Milky Way of that particular year, at least, a kind of a head start.
I would say so. I would say
so. But Linda was all prepared, really.
Yes, I practiced up for that, too. I just... And here, no milking contest. Oh, no.
You just don't have anybody you could win from this morning, that's all.
Well, yeah, I think that's about the size of it. Why don't you give us the time and the temperature and do a commercial, make some money for the station, and then we'll be back here to talk with Matt Metz, who's the county agent here in Wabasha County.
All right. It's 9 minutes past six. CCO temperature is 45 degrees. Fantastic morning. Going up to 58 degrees today. And this is the second of WCCO Radio Farm City Day, as you heard, Maynard Spies, Jim Hill, and later Howard Viken, broadcasting from Lake City this morning from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm. And then tomorrow we'll be at Amory and the John Hubert Farm. Juergen Ash with his 11 o'clock program, and then Boone and Erickson in the afternoon. That's tomorrow. Say, have you been reading about premixes? If you have, you know that the premix concept of livestock nutrition is causing something short of a revolution in feeding practices. It's putting the control over the ingredients, balance, and costs of rations back in the hands of the feeder. You should be looking into Vigortone premixes. Vigortone premixes are scientific blends of vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and active live cell yeast. When you tailor-make your own fresh ration with grain, roughage, natural protein, and Vigortone, you control what goes into the ration and how much. There's no filler in it unless you put it there. You and the pure potency of Vigortone see to it your ration is always balanced. And because you build the ration yourself, you can cut your out-of-pocket expenses by as much as half. Ration content, balance, and costs. You're in control of them all when you use Vigortone premixes in your feeding program. But don't just read about it. See your Vigortone serviceman soon. Say, tomorrow night at 8:05, a special Thanksgiving program, The Light That Kindled a Nation. It's a story of the great traditions of America that we inherited from the first pilgrims, history and music and poetry that tell the story of America. A WCCO radio special for the whole family tomorrow night, 8:05 on CCO.